Now we're joined live in the studio by Debbie, who's a public housing resident and member of 44 Flats United, who's a community organisation working against the Victorian government's plans to demolish all of the state's 44 public housing towers. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in to join us so bright and early and cold on this Monday morning. Maybe you'd like to start by telling us about the action that 44 Flats United has planned for Wednesday.
So Wednesday the 5th of August at 1 p.m, we are taking our petitions to Ministry Housing. If anyone would like to come along, feel free to do so.
Mm-hmm. And obviously it's at 1 p.m. at 1 Spring Street. Outside, yeah. So tell us about the petitions.
It's so we don't be removed from our homes. There are a lot of elderly in the building. Nobody wants to move. They all want to stay. Why they've done this to the elderly has got me beat.
Mm. So, as a public housing resident, how have you found the Victorian, like, what has your experience been like living in the public housing towers while Victorian government is actively pursuing to push people out of their own homes?
Well, I think it's very disgusting. It's a lot of it is to do with mental health with a lot of the elderly living in the building. They're confused. They don't know where to go, what to do. We've approached them in a nice way, and now they're all starting to come to the party because they're understanding where we're coming from. We need to keep this petition going and approach the Minister of Housing.
Mm. And we can put a little link to the petition in the podcast that we publish after the show for folks to sign. How long have you been in public housing?
Well, my dad's been there for 29 years.
Yeah.
I've just recently moved in with my dad in a one bedroom due to the fact of having a massive heart attack back in January this year. So, yeah. And the way everybody was notified, they weren't. It was all on social media. Nobody was told in a letter or face-to-face.
That they were being forced from their homes?
Yep.
Right. And for especially this third tranche, the third set of demolitions, right, is for all seven, these seven buildings that all contain people over the age of 55, right? And they're notifying people over social media.
That's how a lot of people have found out.
Mm.
So they're pushing for everyone to get out. The building we're in at Flemington, they reckon it needs to be demolished due to the fact of mould and asbestos, and there's nothing wrong with our building. Nothing whatsoever. We've had no issues apart from bed bugs and, you know, cockroaches. But hey, that needs a good clean up.
So tell us about the response to that. Like, have you... Obviously, the housing ministry is aware that there are bed bugs and cockroaches.
Yes, well, we've had ours treated more than once, and now we're onto the bed bugs, which ours is a very clean flat, and it's gone through our brand new furniture, our brand new couch.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's all we want is it to be cleaned up and fumigated the whole flats.
It's not really that much to ask for, that you have a nice, clean home to live in.
That's right. And there's others that just don't like cleaners.
So how widespread is the bed bug situation in Flemington?
Pretty bad.
Yeah.
Pretty bad. But we get on top of ours straight away. But, I mean, there's been people there that have complained about it, bed bugs, and they just ignore the situation. But then we do the threat of a current affair. And that's it. Then finally something gets done.
So how has 44 Flats United's experience been in sort of reaching out to more mainstream media? about this issue?
They have been excellent. They are wonderful. They've helped us a lot. They've helped us cope through everything that's been going on about the move. So they're wanting everybody to stay. Everybody's happy with that.
Mm.
So rather than push us out, they're sticking by us.
Mm. And of course, I mean, you were saying off air that so many of the residents in Flemington want to stay, right?
That's correct. That's correct. A lot want to stay. A lot have moved because they think once they find a place, it's time they have to go. But we've all got 2 years to move out. We've got until 2028.
Mm. And I guess at any age, particularly being over 55, the toll of having, like, knowing this move is coming, that would have been a lot, right?
It's a lot. It is a lot. And, you know, a lot of them are non-speaking English people,
mm-hmm.
so they're confused as well.
Has the Ministry of Housing sort of provided translation or anything of that nature to help people understand the situation?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Right.
Because I stay away from Homes Victoria.
Yeah, fair enough.
I have nothing to do with them. They're pushy, 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 but they're not helping us at all. They're not helping anyone.
Mm. Yeah, right. So, like, how long has it taken to get this bug situation attended to? I mean, I know a few weeks ago, we spoke with Tom, who lives at the Inkerman Street flats in St Kilda. Was saying it had taken quite a while for their bedbug situation to be addressed. And I think it was only because of community pressure that it actually was.
Well, I'm actually going into housing today to discuss this with our officer.
Right.
Because, and we reckon that the one that is actually doing the spraying, we reckon he's diluting it very badly, because once you spray, it should kill everything, but it hasn't been.
Especially for multiple occurrences of bed bugs over a pretty short period, right?
Yep.
Wow. Yes. So obviously you're...
So you said your dad has lived in these towers for 25 years, was it?
29 years.
29 years.
And he's 84.
Wow. And how's he feeling about everything that's happening, and how has it been speaking to people about their experiences as well?
Well, he doesn't really communicate with anybody. Mm. That's why I've jumped on board.
Mm.
Yeah. He can't read, he can't write. He's just doesn't know what's going on. He's confused.
Mm.
But I said to him, I'll jump on board and I'll go on the committee. And just leave it with me. I'll deal with it all. And that's what we've done with the rest of the... I mean, 12 floors. He's on the 12th floor. He's like... He loves it. He loves the view. You know, he's the only one that keeps it painted and looked after. The others just... Oh, well, some of them are that old that they can't do anything anyway.
Mm.
So, yeah, it is hard. It's hard. But he was notified while he was in rehab after having the heart attack and the stroke back in January. So it's hard for him to cope with, but we've all got to stand by him.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now he's just found out he's got more cancer, so, yeah, he's got enough to deal with.
Yeah. And you said that you spoke to a few other older residents to help bring them into the 44 Flats United campaign, and you said that they responded well. Can you tell me more about, like, what happened and how it went, speaking to older people?
Well, we've explained it properly to all the residents, so they understand exactly what's happening now. Don't rush to move out because Homes Victoria want you to go. We want to stay. We're going to fight this, and nobody's going to tell us otherwise. Yeah. We're going to fight the fight, and it's called stick together as one.
Absolutely. Is there anything else you wanted to add? before we let you go, thank you so much for coming in. Okay. We'll just remind our listeners that, 44 Flats United have organized an action for this Wednesday, the 5th of August, at 1 p.m. outside the Housing Minister's office in the CBD at 1 Spring Street in Melbourne. And, we'll include the petition that 44 Flats United have created to work against this disgusting campaign to force residents out of their own homes.
Well, what they need to do is come and see the homes. Don't just say you're going to demolish. Come and see the what's damaged and what's not damaged. You know, don't just say we're going to pull it down.
Absolutely.
Because we're only in a little street and there's all houses across the road. I mean, what are they going to do? Got to get a big crane in. We've got the horse stables right next door to us. That's going to upset a lot of people. So good luck. Good luck, in my opinion.
Yeah, and stick together.
Fight the fight.
Fight the fight.